The wife of a Clare man killed in a preventable airplane crash 3 years ago is calling on the Taoiseach for assistance in getting justice for her late husband. Lahinch native Micheál Mick Ryan was travelling from Addis Ababa to Nairobi on the 10th of March 2019 when several minutes after takeoff, the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft crashed, killing all 157 people on board. Of course, during his life, Mick helped the most vulnerable and in need through his work with the UN World Food Programme, travelling to the likes of Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Ethiopia and the world's largest refugee camp in Myanmar. The last time Micheál Ryan spoke with us was in the aftermath of a decision from a US court to treat the families of those lost in the crash as crime victims. And to get an update on where things currently stand, we are joined by Micheál Ryan. Good morning to you, Micheál.
Good morning, Alan.
Thanks very much for being with us. I mentioned just there when you were last on with us, it was in the aftermath of that US court ruling. Since then, you have been in the US following your success in the case against the US government. The families, most of whom joined this meeting with the Department of Justice in the US virtually, you were all looking for answers, but from what we're hearing, it sounds like you didn't really get any.
Unfortunately not. It was a complete disappointment. We got very late notice that this meeting was even taking place. The Department of Justice called the meeting very promptly, so a lot of families weren't actually able to make it over in person. I myself only had a few days and I scrambled everything together because it was so important for me to be there and to literally sit down with these people that were making the call on this for justice and to be able to sit in front of them and look them in the eye and just see what they had to say.
Micheál, sorry to jump in there, but do you think that that was on purpose, that they gave you very little notice, perhaps hoping to catch you all unawares and maybe that you wouldn't be as prepared?
Well, we feel actually that definitely could be one part of it, but we definitely feel that this was done on purpose because our lawyers had actually requested that the meet and confer happened before remedies, would be submitted to the judge. And the idea was we'd have the meet and confer and discuss what remedies we could have going forward. But they actually went ahead and submitted their remedies and then called this meeting very quickly afterwards. So there's no doubt in my mind or any of the family's minds that this was very purposeful in calling this meeting very quickly.
One of your main aims, yourself and the other relatives, was to try and rescind this secret deal that was struck between the US Justice Department and Boeing last year. None of you were consulted about the final settlement either. That included a $244 million fine and a $500 million compensation fund for the victims. Now, Reid O'Connor, the US District Judge, had ruled that the Justice Department had violated all of your rights by failing to confer with all of you when it struck that deal that spared Boeing from criminal prosecution. Was that raised at all, and what was said about it?
Absolutely. I mean, it was one of the main questions really that was raised. And to be honest with you, question after question, they had no answers. We had to submit a number of questions before the meeting. And to that, they had some pre-printed, pre-ready answers, and they didn't steer off those answers. So those answers, for instance, when it came to, well, why did you pick, why was it such a low fine, a low government fine of $243 million, one of the lowest in the history of these deferred prosecution agreements. And, they just had their static answer. They said, oh, we consulted the rule book and this is this seemed like the appropriate amount to put against this fraudulent behaviour. But, this was way out of where it should have been. I mean, when you consider, other companies like BP, I think, were fined billions of dollars and nobody died. So the department had their stock answer for us, but it wasn't good enough. And any question that, we came in with on top of what they were saying, they had no answer. He would literally shrug his shoulder and say, I can't tell you, or, oh, we're not allowed to say, goes against our policy. Really, they had no answers.
Even that deal, Micheál, between Boeing and the US Justice Department, that was struck during Donald Trump's final days in the White House. The details were actually announced to the press on the 7th of January 2021, which of course was the day after the infamous riots on Capitol Hill. Do you think that even that was deliberate? You know, there's this phrase, a good day to bury bad news, that strikes me as an example of that.
Yeah. It certainly seems so. I mean, it was 2 weeks before the Trump administration were to leave office and a new administration was to come in. That's when they signed off on the deal, and then they announced it, as you say, the day after the Capitol riots. I mean, if ever you want to bury a story, that would be the day to bury the story. You know, and we the families and our lawyers, we all found out about this through the news, not through the Department of Justice. So they never even, you know, gave us a courtesy call to let us know that this deal had taken place.
You're calling on the Taoiseach to intervene on your behalf. What is it that you want him to do or to attempt to do?
Well, very simply right now, we're looking for a meeting with the US Attorney General Merrick Garland. We met with him back in January and the Taoiseach helped us. He intervened at the time and helped us to get that meeting. And that meeting at the time was kind of like a listening session for us. Now we're asking, and we have an ask for Merrick Garland. We want to know how best to prosecute Boeing. So we're calling on the Taoiseach to basically help us to get that meeting with Merrick Garland. And the second thing is we want all the Department of Justice attorneys that have previously been involved in the case that lied to us and that considered us not to be crime victims to be now recused from this case. So that means we need them to be kind of dismissed and a whole new team within the Department of Justice to be dealing with us, because they kept talking about good faith during the meeting. We have no trust in them. We have no faith. How can you have faith in people that basically look you in the eye and lie to you? And this is supposed to be the Department of Justice. So, you know, we need that team to be recused, and we're hoping that the Taoiseach can call in the White House and speak up on our behalf.
Have you been in contact with the Taoiseach's office in relation to this, Nisha?
I have made contact, but as yet I'm just waiting to hear back from him.
I suppose, as you say, he responded the last time and certainly had the sway to set up that initial meeting with the AG, Merrick Garland. Would you be hopeful that he can do so again?
I'm very hopeful. And we have the support as well of a number of local TDs. Deputy Cathal Crowe has been very supportive. So I'm very hopeful.
Okay, well, we wish you success. And, I mean, the healing process, Nisha, I mean, you know, no one can ever fully heal when they lose a loved one, particularly in the manner that you did. But having to do all of this and travel across the Atlantic to try and get justice for Mick, that, and then facing these obstacles or being stonewalled like this, how much does that just add to, you know, all the stress and the pain that you have felt over the past 3.5 years?
Honestly, Alan, it's gut-wrenching. It's absolutely gut-wrenching. But I think it's gotten to the point where there is nothing I wouldn't do to make sure that justice prevails, because this is such an injustice. And the pain of that at this stage, it's just inflicting more wounds and new wounds as time goes on. And, you know, Mick deserves justice. The 346 people that were on both those flights deserve justice. And you know, Mick's family and friends, we all deserve justice for Mick and all these people. You know, it was a very emotional day that morning, turning up to the Department of Justice. I was meeting in person for the first time a number of families who I've been in contact with for the last year and I've seen over Zoom. And to meet our lawyer as well, Paul Cassell, who was doing all this pro bono. He's an advocate for victims' rights, and everything he is doing, you know, he is doing because he absolutely believes in it. So it was an incredibly emotional moment to be there that morning. Like, it was, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning when this meeting took place. You know, so it is gut wrenching to have to go through this.
Well, we wish you every success in getting justice for Mick and all the other family members getting justice for their loved ones. And thank you so much for joining us and bringing us up to date, Nisha.
Thank you so much, Alan.
And take care. That is Nisha Ryan there. If you have any views on what's happening in relation to Nisha and the rest of the family's efforts and campaign to try and get justice for their loved ones,